All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
It's the end of Fortnite. Queen Latifah being honored at Harvard, and another big week for the Joker at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Look out, Drake. Your dad is looking to replace you on the Billboard charts.
Romero has your sports.
And Simone Biles is now officially the greatest gymnast in history.
But first, the alleged shooter at a wedding in Pelham, New Hampshire has been identified. Dale Holloway was charged with first-degree assault after wounding a clergyman and a bride during the wedding at a Pelham church. Holloway's reportedly the stepson of a minister from the same church who was killed earlier this month. He is due in court tomorrow. What's going on with Fortnite? Well, that's what everyone's asking as they sit in front of a screen with a black hole in the middle of it. So for a few weeks, Fortnite was hyping this event called The End. And yesterday, explosions, players, everybody's like sucked into watching a black hole for hours. And it's, you know, looks like it's the end of season 10. Everyone's waiting for a new map in season 11. And we don't know when it's going to happen, but...
Yeah, we just talked to our boy Pete. He's at his job literally watching the live stream right now because he just can't handle it. He can't handle it.
I get it. Queen Latifah being honored at Harvard. The artist and actress is one of the honorees of the W.E.B. Du Bois Medal for her contributions to Black history and culture. The award's named after Du Bois, who was a scholar, writer, and civil rights pioneer who became the first Black student to earn a doctorate from Harvard in 1895. Queen Latifah will receive the award on October 22nd. And Joker had another big week at the box office, taking in another $55 million over the weekend, holding on to the number one spot. The other new movies, The Addams Family and Gemini Man, came in second and third, taking in $30.3 and $20.5 million, respectively. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, DMX is back in rehab. According to X's team, in his ongoing commitment to putting family and sobriety first, DMX has checked himself into a rehab. He apologizes for his canceled shows and thanks his fans for their continued support. This, of course, will not be DMX's first time trying to get clean. He's been in and out of rehab numerous times and jailed for various drug offenses over the years.
Is he going to be at a rehab near here or?
Well, we don't know.
Oh.
But...
Look for him at a Texas Roadhouse near you.
Right.
And then we'll know.
Or a pool hall in Pelham, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Cardi B celebrated her 27th birthday over the weekend, and her husband, Offset, treated her to a lavish dinner. Some amazing gifts, too, including a gigantic heart-shaped Titanic diamond. I don't know if you guys saw this on Instagram. The thing is absolutely huge. Offset wished Cardi a happy birthday with a video tribute and a caption, "My best friend, the love of my life, my guardian angel. This day is your special day. I love you. Just me and family, but not just me and family. The world also loves you." And move over, Drake. Your dad is coming for your spot. Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, has been in the news a lot lately for saying Drake lied about their strained relationship to sell records. Well, for some reason, a song that Dennis recorded earlier this year has resurfaced, probably because of all the recent news of him talking about Drake. Some are saying it's a Drake diss track. I think that's a reach. I just think it's a really bad song. It's called That on That.
All the time, I'm gone for a while. Yeah. I'm out here doing it. I'm making people smile. Calling me, asking me where I'm at.
Even Drake's dad sounds white.
That's that on that.
Yo, this is pissing me awful. Off.
Checking on me awful. Like GPS, trying to see where I'm
okay. And
now, when you say resurface, do you mean that people are starting to pay attention to it now because I don't remember this ever surfacing.
Well, it was originally posted on YouTube back in February.
Right,
so,
but now people are paying attention to it.
Well, because people are talking about Drake's dad right now, so that's why.
Here's the chorus of it. The chorus, actually, the chorus, if you put it in the middle of the right song, isn't terrible.
Peeping through the window.
Call
me on the phone.
Seriously.
Constantly leaving messages, won't leave me alone.
I agree. The right person doing that part, but the rap is horrible.
If you put the right rap around that hook, I'm in.
Well, if you'd like to see the horrible video that goes along with the horrible song, you can go to our Get Approved Facebook page right now.
He's getting stalked by a little person.
Here's Romero with sports.
All right, let's talk sports. Football. Patriots didn't play. Nobody cares. I will say this, though. When they play the Jets next Monday night, it's going to be a tough game because yesterday, your New York Jets got their first victory of the season over those Dallas Cowboys that everybody thought was going to be undefeated when they played the Patriots later on this year. No, ain't happening. That was a great game, though. Let's see what else happened. Oh, in baseball, it was actually really cool. The Astros beat the Yankees 3-2 in 11 innings on a Carlos Correa home run. Three-time Olympic medalist. You've never heard of this guy, probably, but he's the marathoner of marathoners. His name is Eliud Kipchoge. I totally just butchered his name. I'm sorry. He became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours.
About that.
159.40. Oh, did you see the video of him finishing?
Yes.
This dude's just pounding his chest, putting his arms out like it was nothing.
Like it was a brisk jog.
He was averaging a little over 4.5 minutes per mile. If you told me go run 1 mile right now in 4.5 minutes, and I'll give you $10 million, I wouldn't earn that money. I wouldn't be able to
walk downstairs in that.
Now, here's the weird thing. Now, a lot of, like, marathon, like, running purists are saying it doesn't really count as a marathon because he had a lot of stuff that they were helping him out with. He ran a specific flat course. He had pacers there with him. He had somebody who was giving him nutrition. They were timing out his nutrition and what he needed for nutrition throughout it. So he was getting helped out for it.
Did he run 26 miles?
He ran 26.2 miles, yeah.
Okay.
My thing is, now he knows he can do it like that, so remove some of the stuff. I guarantee this guy will do it again. Mm. He's a freak of nature. And speaking of freak of natures, Simone Biles, officially the greatest gymnast of our time. Move over, Vitaly Sherbo. I don't even know if I pronounced that name right. But she got her 24th and 25th world medals, which now makes her the most celebrated gymnast in history. Okay, today, let's see, what do we got? We got the Cardinals taking on the Nationals, who are up 2-0 in the NLCS. We got the Bruins taking on the Ducks at 1:00 at the Garden. And tonight for Monday Night Football, Lions versus the Packers. And Jaylen Brown from your Celtics will be in here at 7:30 today. That's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. So, as you know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a former NFL player is doing his part to help women dealing with the disease. So, D'Angelo Williams' mother passed away from breast cancer in 2014 at 53. Before that, four of his aunts lost their battle with cancer, all before the age of 50. So, in 2015, he started the 53 Strong for Sandra program, and through his nonprofit organization, offered free mammogram screenings for 53 women. And since then, the foundation has covered screenings for over 500 women all across the country. And he eventually wants to expand to host free mammogram screenings events in every state.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.